Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. CopBlock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A 16-year-old charter school student says he was roughed up by police so badly it sent him to the hospital with injuries that could last a lifetime. Darren Manning was still having trouble walking a week later. He suffered serious injuries to his genitals and claims that the injuries came at the hands of a Philadelphia police officer during a recent arrest. Manning said, "I think that was wrong. It was going overboard." Manning, a sophomore at Mathematics, Civics, and Charter School, had just gotten off the subway with a dozen teammates in uniform on their way to play a high school basketball game. He says the group was confronted by police at Broad Street and Girard Avenue. Exactly why the students were stopped and questioned remains unclear, but Manning says he was put in handcuffs. He then says during a pat-down, a female officer squeezed his genitals so hard it ruptured his testicle. "She patted me down, and I felt her reach. She grabbed my butt, and then she grabbed and squeezed again and pulled down. And that's when I heard something pop, like I felt it pop," he said. Medical records show that Manning spent the night following his arrest at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where he underwent emergency surgery. The boy's mother, Ikea Coney, said, "I'm just grateful that they didn't kill him." She says her son may have permanent injuries preventing him from ever becoming a father. "The doctor told me, you need to press charges, and that just alarmed me," Coney said. Manning is now facing charges of aggravated assault and resisting arrest. His mother says, "He doesn't deserve a felony. He's not a bad child. He's not in the streets." Veronica Joyner, a founder of the Mathematics, Civics, and Charter School, says, "I believe he was sexually assaulted." Joyner says she was with Manning 10 minutes before the incident. She says this straight-A model student hasn't had a single disciplinary problem in the 3 years at the school. "They shouldn't be able to do this to any child, but this is a 16-year-old, and that force was used in his private area. It's sort of concerning to me," said his mother. "I blame myself," she said as she cried to a reporter. "I taught my son to respect cops, not to fear them. Maybe if he was afraid, he would have run like the other boys, and he would be okay." In other news, another sickening police interaction happened on December 30th, 2012, with members of the Harvey Police Department in Harvey, Illinois. Two men claim in federal lawsuits that police in Harvey, Illinois, shot a man in the back of the leg without cause, threatened to shoot the S out of a witness with a camera, and then shot to death a witness's dog. To learn more about this incident, go to copblock.org/triggerhappy. Are these really the types of people you would trust to protect you? Connect and collaborate with those who know that badges don't grant extra rights. Visit CopBlock online at copblock.org. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/copblock. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/copblock. And subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/thecopblock. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by copblock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55, 'cause all around the county every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.